this press conference extra. I'm Andy Heaton. I'm joined for the latest edition ahead of Liverpool's second leg round of 16 tie at Anfield against Paris Saint-Germain by Martin Fitzgerald and Fouad Hassan. The manager and Diogo Jota have just given their press conference to the assorted media, and we're just going to kind of go through. But before we do, Martin, what do you make of the noises coming out of Paris this week ahead of the game? Because it's kind of reminded me of how the Madrid press carried on after we'd beaten Real Madrid 1-0 in the Bernabeu when Josep Iñárritu scored. The famous marker front page, Anfield, so what?
This is the first time I've heard of it. So.
Right, okay, Fouad, what's your... Where are you?
But now you've said it, I can probably answer. So, I mean, I've had four busy days and four late nights, so I don't know anything about that. But... I just find that kind of thing, I guess, is something that sells papers. You have to say it's not coming from the team, it's not coming from the players. Although there was some talk that some players didn't think Liverpool was good as other people said, and they thought Arsenal and Bayern Munich were better. But as a tactic to sell papers, probably a good one. As a tactic to incentivize Liverpool, probably a good one as well. So. It's just one of those things. It's paper talk, isn't it? Who cares?
Fouad, just staying on this, and I think I've referenced the Wenger quote before, maybe even last week, where he said famously, you know, the one game in Europe you don't want is Anfield when it's a second leg and a knockout tie. I mean, he obviously experienced it a couple of times famously with Arsenal. And you'd think, given Wenger's stature in the game, certain people in Paris might have bore that in mind, instead of throwing petrol on a situation that's already going to be, well, we all know what Anfield can be like at the worst times, never mind the best of them.
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. It's a thing of when will they learn? You know, there's a bank of evidence of people getting carried away before the day and then being made to look quite silly afterwards. And I think, you know, the common denominator when we talk about Real Madrid and PSG is sort of the style in which these clubs are run, and the egos behind the running of these clubs. And, you know, there is this thing that PSG have tried to build for years of, you know, similar to the Madrid model of, you know, we are the greatest in the world. We can spend whatever we want, do whatever we want. You know, the manager references it in the press conference today, which I thought was great. He was a bit of a reminder of, well, yeah, obviously they're good. They got, you know, one of the second biggest budget in Europe. So they're bound to get it right at some point. And to be honest, it's taken a complete different approach of PSG to be, you know, probably the best they've been. You could probably say under this kind of ownership, at least in the last few years, you know, where they've abandoned this Galactico approach almost and signing, you know, the big names and having a load of egos to manage, and a manager with a big ego. It's sort of been back to basics in the sense of how to run a good football team rather than a glamorous football team.